Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the King of Comedy, Dakota.
That's it? You come on.
Yeah. Well, no, that's it.
You have more attention than that. You can't just leave it at that. Wait a minute. Something's wrong, everyone, because Dakota usually goes on for at least a minute on how great and wonderful he is.
Okay, all right, fine.
Come on,
you start.
Care,
rewind.
Okay.
Rewind.
One.
Blog.
Go.
Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the man who puts the... Oh, I got it. The man who puts the macho man. The dude that puts the D in Disney. I don't know. I'm just making some shit up now. The coolest guy of all time. The king of sexiness. The king of comedy. The one and only Dakota. Is that better?
Oh, that's so much better. High enough.
It all rode. See, all that just rode right off the tongue. You know,
damn
it. I forgot one, the Mick and McDouble. Damn. Yeah, I forgot that.
You forgot bacon, too.
Oh, yeah, and bacon.
It's a bacon McDouble.
I think this right here has totally been the most awkward intro we've ever done. It is Friday, people, and welcome to the show. It is TGIF.
Our show, this is like such a hot mess tonight, but it's fun. And thank you all for joining us tonight on this wonderful Ben Franklin Day, national, by the way, holiday.
Ben Franklin Day, sweet.
It's Ben Franklin Day, yeah. It's observed every January 17th, I guess. I have never heard of it before. Have you? No.
Have you, Dakota?
No.
Nope.
It's also hot
Friday. I thought all the presidents just got their own. I thought President's Day just kind of covered a bunch of those old fucks like that. So that was Ben Franklin Day. I don't know.
Right.
I didn't know everybody was getting their own holidays nowadays. When the fuck's Dakota Day?
Well, you gotta invent it. You gotta submit it to checkaday.com.
All right, well, checkaday.com, listen to this shit. Let's make Dakota Day 420.
Dakota, you still have to get a Winnipeggia or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. And whoever is in charge of Wikipedia, where the fuck's mine at? I just got my own holiday. It's on 420. Come on.
See?
I'm at war with Putin right now for the last, 25 weeks. What episode are we on, 23 or something right now, something like that. I mean, come on, I got a lot to put on my Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I think they'll refuse you. You got too much info on yourself, and you're how old?
30.
Jeez. So, what day would be the National Dakota Day? Let's celebrate it every time on the show. I say we have a fiesta or something. I don't know.
I'm telling you, 420 would be National Dakota Day.
Okay. All right. We got
April 20th.
Okay. Very good. That's the day. We're going to celebrate. Everyone, write down your calendars. Get that piece of paper and pen. Jot that down. Don't forget. We're going to have a huge celebration that day at 11 o'clock at night, my time, Eastern Standard, or 10 o'clock, of course, Dakota's time. Him down there in those Tennessee warm states.
Or maybe by then we can hit prime time and we'll do it earlier.
It's we're actually prime time for those out in California right now. So if you're listening, haha, we're right on your time. You're listening and jot that date down, April 20th. Dakota Day, National Dakota Day. You know, they're going to think it's a state day or something, Dakota.
Well, it's already pretty much a great day. Even with 420, it's a stoner day, so it's awesome. It's already a great day.
know. Only you. You would know that.
You're right.
You're bait.
And then another random 420 fact, which now I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I wanted to be Dakota Day after this. It's also Hitler's birthday, so maybe I should change Dakota Day.
Wow, it's Hitler Day?
No, it's his birthday, April 20th. So maybe I should change Dakota Day to a different... Yeah, let's change Dakota Day to... let's see. When's Cinco de Mayo? Like...
Mm-hmm.
May something? Yes. Let's change it to Cinco de Mayo. I like that better. I can eat tamales and tacos and shit.
The big burrito. You would like the big burrito.
Hey, I grew up in Arizona. I made a lot of big burritos.
Please don't tell me that.
Shout out to AZ Donuts out there. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. A lot of drunken nights being there. Freaking breakfast burrito. Oh, my God. Well, that was back in the day, though.
You have an interesting story. Coming from Arizona and now living in Tennessee, what a culture shock.
Yeah and no, because I kind of lived in Tennessee when I was a kid for a little while, so like I've been here before, so I wasn't that bad. Now moving out to Arizona was a bigger culture shock for me than it was, because I was still a kid when that happened. Coming back, you know, it's like, I mean, yeah, shit's different, but I'm grown up, so I kind of got used to it a little bit.
Wow.
Like when I first moved out to Arizona, I left right after the fifth grade out here. And out here at the time, fifth grade was part of middle school. Well, in Arizona, middle school starts in like the sixth grade, like sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. Well, out here it started like fourth, fifth, and sixth or whatever it was. And that, they considered it middle school at the time. Well, when I first moved out there, they're like, you're going to be starting middle school. And I was like, but I've already been in middle school for like 2 years already. So some of the stuff like, they were trying to teach us out there in the sixth grade, I already learned because I guess I was ahead of them out here or something. I don't know.
Wow. So you just had to, like, repeat those grades. You must have done very well.
Well, I mean, I didn't, like, repeat a grade or nothing because, like I said, I was already out of the fifth grade going into the sixth grade. But work-wise, some of it, yeah.
Interesting. So in the South, they're ahead of the people in the East.
Oh, I don't know about that. That was like 20 years ago. So.
Never know. Yeah.
There's probably been a lot of meth made nowadays, so I don't know. So.
Now, the big question is, though, how is customer service? This National Customer Service Day, I want to know, is there a difference between people in the South and people in the North? Is the customer service any different between Arizona and Tennessee?
Well, see, out in Arizona, it'd probably be in Spanish, so I wouldn't understand it. Here in Tennessee, it's probably either somebody on meth or on meth, so you got to, you know, just go around that a little bit. Yeah. I don't know how the customer service is out that way.
Do you know of any customer services that you've had to call that you know they just keep transferring you?
Well, I used to work for T-Mobile's customer service when I was like 18 years old.
And so what do you mean by this? Were you a good customer service person or a bad one? Were you just like, hold on a minute and put people on hold? What do you do during that? I want to know. When you're
I was
no?
a good customer service, but I got fired from my job, so take it as you want. But it wasn't anything to do with the. It wasn't anything to do with that. It was. Well, it sort of was, but it was over some other shit. I'll get into it. I'll tell the story. But anyways, I.
Story for an hour show, I think. Okay, that's
right, so
really
what was the question about the customer service, though? Like, when I did it, people would call in, because I did it for T-Mobile, and they would call in, and I would just, like, go and troubleshoot their phones and shit like that.
You did that.
Yeah.
So what you said, sometimes, yes, you would put them on hold for no reason. We get frustrated with the person. Maybe customer service reps are the way they are because of the people they speak to. Did we ever think of that?
True. I wouldn't put people on hold because, I wouldn't put them on hold if they were, bugging me or anything. But if, I knew it took me a while to look something up, I would put them on hold. That way they wouldn't just talk to me. For some odd reason, a lot of guys. Well, no, this is I don't know why. I don't know if I just sounded like a chick on the phone or something, but a lot of dudes, when they would hear the name Dakota, they would think it was a girl. So they would be trying to hit on me. So I would just be like, no, I'm a dude, and I'd put them on hold and shit because it's what the hell?
Interesting. I'm sorry.
You're right.
I'm trying to put myself in a customer situation for a minute. Here I am calling a telephone company, right, who's putting me on hold because they don't want to talk to me. It's just kind of ironic and the strange.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So I remember, I did customer service online too. I used to work for a place called, I can't tell you the whole thing, Data something, okay? And I was selling... I was sending people to hotels to listen to a scam. Yeah.
So you worked like a pyramid scheme.
What?
So you were working for a pyramid scheme type thing, or?
I would literally send people to a certain hotel near their area where they live. They would go in and listen to a 60-minute spiel. Then they could get a free gift if they were to do that, and possibly be entered into a four-night, four-day stay somewhere in either Honolulu, Acapulco, Hawaii, Florida. And people would literally go to listen to this person talk for 60 minutes. And during that 60 minutes, they would be convinced to buy a timeshare. And if you did buy a timeshare, you could leave with a very small gift of some sort. I think at the time it was a corded phone. And okay, I'm really old. Anyways,
I think this was back in the right.
What's that?
I said I take it this was back in the 90s.
Okay, buddy, don't push it. Yeah, I think so. I think it was 95 or 96. Hey, it was one of my very fifth jobs. Anyways. Anyways. Are you seeing them all, Dakota?
What?
I was fresh out of college. Does that mean you found me?
I was, 95. I was fresh in kindergarten.
You're just always been fresh. What are you talking about? You're a bad customer service person. I'm not going to forget that. You're bad. No customer value.
Hey, no. I was a good customer service person at first, all right? Because when we were still in training, random story, I guess, if we got time for it. It's I don't know exactly what the dude's problem was. Literally my second day on the phones, because I've been training still. And this dude calls in, and the first thing he says is, he's threatening to kill somebody. Somebody's the head of T-Mobile, and he's naming all these names. I don't know who the hell he's talking about, because I'm just a customer service rep. I don't know what the fuck's going on at the head of T-Mobile. He's naming all these names, and he's naming their kids and shit. And he's like, I'm gonna kill. And I'm like, bro, why do you want to kill him? And I just literally was just talking to him, right? And at this point, I guess they're listening. My boss is listening in, because they're recording us making, seeing we're messing up at and shit like that, because it's our first days. And he's listening in, and he's like, I guess at the end of it, I got scored from him, I think at the time it was four, it was the highest or whatever it was. And I got scored a four or whatever it was, or five, whatever the highest was on this shit. Because I literally talked this guy out of killing somebody, I think. So
oh my God. And this is for
Like, yeah, like, you get a lot of weird callers in there and shit.
That's
so, like, I understand.
Wow. You know what I hate, though? We have a restaurant, Dunkin' Donuts, in the Northeast. I don't know if they're all over. I do hear they say America runs on Dunkin', so I guess Dunkin' Donuts are pretty much everywhere. But, yeah. And anyways, I hate every morning I go through a Dunkin' Donuts, and you hate when you pull up to, like, the ordering board at the speaker, right? And
right.
At ours, you say what you want. I always say 10 mixed donuts, the munchkins, the little donuts,
right.
The holes there. Yeah. Anyways, they have to repeat it back to me a totally different way. You ever get that? I'll say 10 assorted donuts, ma'am. I'll say, yeah, mix. Just, I just want to get through this damn line.
It's like, you know what the hell I meant, man. Give me a mixture of those damn donuts.
Yeah, it's like, you're just giving 10 of those stupid little donuts that are all different flavors. No, they have to say, like, ma'am, you mean 10 assorted donuts? Isn't that like what I just said? I said mix. Like, seriously, you have to say it correctly at Dunkin' Donuts, and if you don't, they correct you every single time. And you say a coffee, like, I like the large caramel swirl iced coffee, right? Cream and Splenda. They'll say, like, caramel swirl, they say it a completely different way.
Five and five.
Yeah, they give you a number, and you're like, wait a minute, does that mean sugar, or is that Splenda? Like, it's got to be different, for diabetics, so... they better get it right. But they always read it back to you differently. Do you ever get that?
Mm-hmm.
See? You ever get that, Dakota? You go through and you order something, and then they repeat it to you, like, backwards. And then, when you get to the window, it's usually someone with a tattoo in their arm. But anyway, that's okay. But it's kind of cool. They all have different tattoos. But... Like, some people say good morning. No. Like, Dunkin' Donuts people, they don't have to talk. The window's too small or something, stick their hand through. So they don't say good morning. They just reach. They might yell a price at you, but then there's a digital price, so they don't have to say anything at all. I don't know. It annoys me. Okay. Customer service should be good at a drive-up. I'm sorry.
I'll take your word for it. I don't think I've ever really been to a Dunkin' Donuts before.
No. Have you ever had a problem at a drive-up, like a Taco Bell? They're even worse because I don't pronounce the food correctly at Taco Bell. I'll say that chicken roll thing with cheese and, like, hot sauce. And they'll be like,
I live in the South. They can't pronounce the food correctly at our Taco Bell.
Oh, do you pronounce it correctly, though?
I try to, but I live out in the South, so I'd be like, can I get a cheese quesadilla?
What? You just order up here in the Northeast, it's simple, Dakota. We don't say the quesadillas, the quesarios, the whatever. Okay? We say, give me the chicken thing, give me the chips and cheese. We don't say nachos. It's con queso cheese, okay? We say, give me the chicken. It's like, it's got to be simple. Like, we don't want to learn Mexican at a drive-up. There's pictures. If I say the number 4, they repeat the entire thing back to me speaking some other language. I say, as long as that's the number 4, we're all set.
Right.
Isn't that why it's numbered?
Yeah, it's
supposed to be. I thought that's why it's numbered, so you don't have to say it. Do I need that person to repeat it all back to me as if I don't know how to say this stuff? Seriously? Like, no, just say number 4. I'll agree it's a number 4, and we can move forward with that. Right? I mean, if I get the Burger King or McDonald's, it's numbered. If I say, give me the number 1, then what's the number 1? What's the number 1? Are you talking about, they'll ask you. Are you talking about the Big Mac, medium fry, small soup? Yeah, whatever. I said the number 1. I mean, don't number your stuff if you don't want me to order by number. You know, but they have an attitude, Dakota. That's the thing. It's the attitude behind it, you know?
And they will not put all the stuff in there either. Just go back and look for it.
Oh, yeah, you never get all your stuff.
Nope.
No, you never.
Get it.
If you come to the Northeast and you go through any drive-up, I don't care what drive-up it is, you are not going to get your order. You better check it before you leave the window.
And I do every time.
Yep. You hear that, Dakota? You ever come up here, don't expect to get everything you want through the drive-up, okay?
It's every single one.
Got it.
It's every single one of them. They mess up. Like, you know that whole donut thing at Dunkin' Donuts? Oh, yeah, you're not going to get that.
I think they expect you to, I think they expect you not to worry about it and just take it off and go, but I don't.
Yeah.
I pay for it. I go get it.
Say? Yeah, they expect you to just take off and, like, deal with it. You didn't get the quesadilla, you got the quesadilla. Deal with it. You tip the cheese? Oh, yeah, you got the chips. Cheese? Oh, no. They, you know, that's why these people, you know, work at the drive-up, I guess. You know, they can't handle, I don't know. No offense to all you drivers, drive-up people, but show me a good one, I won't complain anymore.
Well, I don't know.
See, I have a witness with me tonight who agrees that this happens here in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, buddy?
I'm listening.
And?
Drive-thrus, Northeast, got it.
Yep.
So my witness to you in the drive-thru? Somebody witnessed you in a drive-thru in the Northeast. I heard the whole conversation.
You're lucky. You live close, I'd be knocking at your door right now.
Come on.
Dakota, are you okay, please?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Not yet. I'm back. What is going on, everybody?
He's choking up his, I don't know. What the hell are you doing, Dakota?
I got this cough. It just comes and goes. See? Comes and goes. Awesome.
It's a chronicle cough,
okay? It's a chronicle cough, all right? Just, it comes and goes.
Yeah. Sure. Just a second, right? Yep. Right. I've never had people for up shows before. I just chose this moment. We got 6 minutes left, and you're choking up over it. I choke up over all the drive-ups up here, too. What?
Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
Okay.
All right. I love you. You deal with me. This is great. You're so much fun when you're actually, I think you're smoking right now, aren't you? He's like, I can't.
No.
Just gonna, I'm picking up a blunt. What?
No, I'm not smoking.
Yeah, neither am I.
I just got a random cough that comes and goes.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners are listening, it's a random cough that comes and goes. For any cops listening out there.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Interesting.
For any stoners listening, puff, puff, pass.
You know what, Dakota? It's Judgment Day. And I'm about ready to judge you.
Well, shit. It's TGIF and Judgment Day. Who knew?
Right. Can't get any worse than that, right?
All right. Wait, are we supposed to judge things, or are things supposed to judge us?
Sure.
Ooh, all right, what do you want to judge? Let's go judge something.
I don't know.
Can I judge like a singing show and be like, your voice sucks? I want to be like Cotton Cow.
Oh, We'll put you on America's Got Talent. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, hell yeah.
I
want to do the what's the one, the X Factor, where you can just hit like the little button. You don't even have to say anything. I just look at him, give him like a look, and be like, button.
Yeah, we'll stick you out there. I'd like to see you do this.
I'll go out there and do some stand up.
Yeah, do your comedy out there. Get you up on.
Yeah,
TV.
I'll go out there and do some stand up out there.
And then that
I'll be the first one just like kicked off the thing for no. I'll be the first one kicked off for telling too many vulgar jokes or something.
They're
like, sir, you need to be more PG.
Then your band of cops would be in Dakota, and you wouldn't get your 30 seconds of fame. You'd be like,
I was just gonna be like, listen to Roast in the World. I got nothing else to say. Bye. Don't even tell them what day or nothing or time. Just get up there and just listen to Roast in the World. Peace out.
I think you should do it. Wear that flannel while you're up there. Wear that plaid shirt. Your ripped jeans.
My what?
Your plaid shirt and your ripped jeans. Get out there and show them.
That I'm some kind of hipster from the 90s? What am I supposed to... What?
Shoot. Dang. Are you calling all people from the 90s hipsters? You got two of them right here.
No, I'm just calling all people wearing plaid jeans or plaid shirts and ripped jeans hipsters from the 90s.
There's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, seriously, you can go anywhere now with ripped jeans and a plaid shirt.
It's the grunge look.
Yeah.
Damn, Sherry, your voice sounds like you're barking crazy.
I
might need to get
that
checked out. Yeah, you might need to get it checked out a little bit. You might need to take yourself to the vet or something to get that looked at.
It's a random reflex. yes.
Oh my god.
Did that actually go on your birthday? Guys, we are rated R. I don't know if y'all heard it. We apologize. That was perfect. Because we have 1 minute, 57 seconds left.
That was awesome. Oh my god, that was great. Oh shit. All right. Well, this has been one hell of an interesting episode, guys. That's all I can say about it. One hell of an interesting episode.
Oh my god.
We have about 90 minutes. I just want to say thank you all tonight for listening to this ridiculous, hilarious show tonight. This has been fun. Appreciate you all joining me. Sorry for the little coughing, barking, bitching episodes. that was definitely interesting.
Hey, it's Friday night. We get away with it now. It's Friday night. Whatever. Shit happens.
Right. We're rated R. We don't like the fuck words. Well, we have a Facebook page I quickly want to tell you about. It's called Roasted and Roped. If you have any comments, please leave some comments on there. And if you have any suggestions, things we can roast, let us know. If not, we'll try to be here next week. I'm Sherry Clip in, I'm sorry, Doug Clip, and Roasting the World next week. So hang tight. We'll let you know when the shows are coming about, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know.
I
can
be there next week.
I'll put all the blame for it.
If not, I can be there next week, guys. We got this. Dakota, you know so
Yeah, Dakota talks to himself often, so doing a whole half hour
hey.
Just chatting is okay.
Yep. And I'll talk back to myself, too, so it'd be awesome. I'll be like, I'll interview myself. How's that?
You actually did that one show. So, anyways, yeah.
Like, how sexy are you? I am that sexy, yes. Yes, I am. Thank you. Yeah, everybody have a great night, and thanks for listening.
All right, thanks, Dakota. Talk to you soon.